You know, I don't get political very often because my opinions are my opinions. And
exactly.
Who cares, you know, gives you know what my opinion is. But there have been times in this country when I haven't been real fond of the president of the United States for one reason or another. But I've always tried to show that man a modicum of respect because I believe he deserves it. As the just office the, holder at the time.
The office itself deserves it. And I don't know how Donald Trump got into the office, but, you know, why not? He's there, and he's doing what he can do. I mean, he's doing a better job than I would do.
I don't want to talk too much about politics, but I think it was kind of interesting to discuss that and how it is affecting not only the world of politics in the NFL, but also affecting professional wrestling. I mean, you got to admit, it affects everything we do when it gets down to the politics and not showing respect for people in general. And that's one of my major problems with social media right now. I think it's led to a lack of showing respect for others who have different opinions than you do. It's their opinion, and I respect their right to have that opinion, and I want people to respect my right to have my own opinion.
Exactly. You know, Facebook warriors are just that. They're people sitting behind a keyboard. They're faceless, and they know they're not going to get anything but more words thrown at them. Words don't physically hurt you, so they're going to say what they want, and then when you say something back, and the arguments can go back and forth, and all it is it's not even hot air. It's just some digital, you know, zeros and ones going through the air.
And that's one way of putting it, man. Sometimes you get deep on me, man.
It just really doesn't matter what you say on Facebook because it's Facebook.
Right.
And it's all it is a social outlet for people to express their opinions. And if you don't like their opinions, you can just type a few more words at them. And that's all it is. Or delete them.
Yeah. Let's get back into the real reason we are here. Let's talk some pro wrestling, okay?
Some wrestling. We can talk some pro wrestling.
Yeah. This week is the Royal Rumble, which takes place. I think is it
tomorrow
in
night.
New Orleans? Oh no, where's it at?
No, New Orleans. I think it's in Philly.
Oh, that's right. They are going to be in Philly for that.
Yeah.
Go Home Show is what it's called. The one that promotes the show the most, you know, trying to get that last-minute buy, was this past Monday. It has drawn all kinds of fire, all kinds of criticism.
The 25th anniversary?
A lot of people just didn't think it worked.
Were you talking about the 25th anniversary?
Their 25th anniversary. I've been reading. I have been seeing all this absolutely, I mean, vitriol coming out of social media and web shows and I'm going, guys, I think it did what it was supposed to do. It could have been a better show for, you know, maybe for bringing home the Royal Rumble this week. But what were they expecting? That's what, you know, what was the expectation of all these people that are criticizing? I don't know what it was.
I think they saw the list of names, and it was a pretty big exclusive list of names that were going to be there. Playing cards with the APA. Somebody was on the phone and a bunch of people just kept walking in. And it was a nice group of people that just kept walking in. I enjoyed it for what it was. I mean, are they expecting these people to get in matches? Are they wanting Ted DiBiase to do a bump? Really? I just don't think it's going to happen. So you put them backstage and have them, you know, flash a wad of cash at the APA and sit in on a poker game. Why not? A lot of people were mad because, I mean, what I saw a lot of was that they, you know, brought out all the, you know, women wrestlers throughout the years. And the one person that they didn't show was Lita. That's what I saw a lot of people were mad about. Now, I know Lita is actually on their payroll.
Uh-huh.
I'll be surprised if pre-show to the Royal Rumble if she's not part of the,
I think one of the problems we have as pro wrestling fans, and I'm going to group myself in this group.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we know more than we do. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. When at the bottom line, we don't know anything. We're not backstage.
Yeah.
We're not on the telephone with these people. I mean, I read a thing why Mick Foley wasn't there, and it made perfect sense to me why Mick wasn't there. And they talked about Mick a lot that night, but he was not there. And he basically what he told Vince was, look, if you had a problem with getting people to show up, I'd be more than happy to help you. But since you got a pretty much a full card as it is, I think I'm just going to sit this one out.
What the heck?
Maybe Lita said the same thing. We don't know. As far as like the Enzo Amore thing that's going on now, we don't know what's going on. We don't. I mean, it's either true or it's not. And we've had somebody who says that they're a friend of the woman who's accusing him that says it's 100% not true. We don't know. He was accused. He got fired, and it sucks. But that's the bottom line.
And you know, that's what, you know, I want to get back to politics real quick. I think this country was founded on innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, sir.
And now in this day and age of social media and the PC police, we tend to say, oh, they're guilty if they're charged. And I don't know if Enzo did it. If he did, his ass needs to be rotten in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because yes, sir. If he did it.
If he did it. Because I think that is the most cowardly act a man can do to any other person. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. You are a coward if you do that. You are not a man.
You are not a man. And I agree with you.
You are not a man. You are a complete, total snake in the grass. But that's why we have a court system. I still support the WWE saying, we don't want you working for us at this time. But there were other factors involved with all the problems he was causing backstage. He had been kicked out of the locker room a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Kicked off the bus one time.
Yeah. So there were other things going on there. Yeah, he could be a jerk. And I don't know the man by any means, but there were other factors involved. And I do support the right for them to say, you know what, at this time, we don't want you working for us. But I will tell you this, and I mean this, Vince McMahon, Titan Sports, if he is found innocent and they think they can make money off the guy, they'll give him a job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be found innocent, though. And that's going to be a while. Like I said, it just boils down to a lot of he said, she said.
I saw another thing on line the other day talking about the most popular person ever to hold a title is now holding the cruiserweight title, and his name is vacant.
That says something about the 205 live show, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Says a lot about the 205 show. But yeah, vacant. I mean, you know, vacant has held the world championship. He's held the universe. I mean, he's the, what do they call it when somebody holds all of it? Roman Reigns just became one. A Grand Slam champion.
Yeah.
If Vacant is the biggest Grand Slam champion ever, he holds all of it at some point or another.
Yeah.
Now he holds the Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh, that is unreal.
It's just kind of silly. I wasn't the biggest fan of Enzo Amore. His shtick was kind of getting old, but he was still entertaining as hell. Putting him on 205, as far as I'm concerned, putting him on 205 was the best thing they could have done for 205. And whether they did it or not remains to be seen. I just don't see why anybody in that position would have to drug a woman to take them home.
Exactly.
I mean, somebody in my position would be more, I'm not doing it, believe you me, I'm happily married and have no reason to, but somebody in my position, I'm broke, you know, and if I can't get a girl, it'd be more likely for me to be doing some stuff like that.
Well, you had also said you wanted to say something about none other than The Undertaker. What's going on there, my man?
Yeah, well, that's why I was kind of curious that you wanted to interview me again, because I was absolutely 100% incorrect in what I said the last time, because I really thought Undertaker was done.
Uh-huh.
I really thought we were never going to see Undertaker again at all, and he comes up and gives this really weird promo that I don't understand whether he's saying he's coming back, whether he's going to do one more match, whether he's staying retired. His little promo that he did on the 25th anniversary made absolutely no sense. But the bottom line is he was there. I didn't expect to see him at all. for the next at least 5 years. To be honest with you, I'm a big Mark Callaway fan. Always have been since he was Master of Pain here in Memphis. Uh-huh. I've been a Mark Callaway fan forever, it seems. But I, as far as I'm concerned, when they let Roman Reigns beat him last year, he should have just stayed gone. He really needed to just stay gone. Undertaker is done. He needs to be done. His body is not in as good a shape as it used to be, obviously, any more than mine is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, beating my body against a mat every, you know, night.
Yeah.
I've taken a bump in a real wrestling ring. That's not pleasant. That hurts. I mean,
It's not fun at all.
I tried to tuck my neck when I was doing that bump, and my head slammed against the mat, and I was seeing stars for hours.
Oh.
I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you a newfound respect for the guys and gals that do that, though.
Oh,
huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As far as Mark goes, unless he just wants to go in there with his fists and just beat the hell out of somebody, I don't see him doing wrestling moves because he's slower. He's a lot slower than he used to be. It's like watching Waller in a match, and nobody wants to see that anymore. Waller's better on the microphone. You know, they're slow. They're old. They're gonna be slower. It's not as realistic.
Hey, they're even older than me, man, and I'm 60. You know.
leave it to the young kids. I mean, what's going on with Dolph Ziggler? He just walked out. Is he really gone? Nobody's telling us.
I don't. But all the rumor, there's been nothing about him since all that happened. I haven't seen any kind of scuttlebutt about him. Have you?
I really haven't. I haven't. And I'd like to know.
Well,
I do too. I do too. I hope he can go into the Indies and make some real money and get some, you know, just look at what Cody Rhodes did.
Yeah.
He leaves WWE and he goes out and he actually makes a real name for himself. He's not having to put on any makeup or do any stupid Stardust crap. He's Cody Rhodes and he's with the Bullet Club. And he's making bank. He's making bank.
And I understand they're getting ready to announce when they're going to be doing this 10,000 seat arena in Chicago. That Dave Metzler pretty much bet them that they couldn't fill it with ROH and the Young Bucks. They're putting up their own money.
Whoever says that, like, you know, Ring of Honor is huge. We just don't see it because it's not televised. But if you go to the arena, you see they're full. Because that's where real talent is. That's not obscured with WWE's rules, regulations, or whatever. You're not going to see the Bullet Club in WWE. They're trying with putting Balor
Gallows and
they're trying with that, and they're actually allowing them to do the two suite. You know, but it's not going to be. If they're calling it the Balor Club, you're not going to see the real Bullet Club there. This is WWE's version of the Bullet Club.
Yeah, and you know, the Young Bucks saying they don't want anything to do with the WWE, and hey, more power to them, you know?
More power to them.
Work where
you
want to work and do what you want to do. If you're happy not being in the WWE and have to work 300 to 325 days out of the year, you get to go in, do your stuff, sell your own T-shirts, sell your own merchandise, be your own promoter, you know, working with a couple of different companies. Hey, that's why they're independent contractors, man. You know, and I salute them. I think it's great.
New Japan Wrestling, whatever it is, where Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega had that phenomenal match.
Oh, it was great.
And it wasn't even the main event. That was third on the card.
Uh-huh.
That's what amazed me. It was not the main event. That's what the show was based on, was that match. But it was phenomenal. Now, if they could get Kenny Omega to come in, quite frankly, I think they'd ruin him.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
Well, you get Kenny Omega's now signed with ROH, too. He's doing ROH wrestling. And then I saw Nick Aldis was on the House of Hardcore the other night. You know who his manager was?
Who?
Our friend, the MK Bandit.
You're kidding.
He was on the House of Hardcore. You can pick it up on Twitch.tv. You can watch the House of Hardcore. You can now watch Impact Wrestling on Twitch.tv. And the MK Bandit has been making appearances with the House of Hardcore. And Tommy Dreamer, he's friends with Tommy. He's friends with Bully and a lot of those ECW originals. And a great guy, lives right in Salt Lake City. And you'll like this. He loves Kiss. And he went on the Kiss cruise recently. And he's been to Kiss conventions, and he's a great guy. He's a great guy. But anyway,
morning?
Kelly, I think we probably ticked a couple of people off, but
that's probably
fine.
That's all right.
Yeah, and you know, and once again, I will tell you that you can have your opinion, and I will support that right for you to have your opinion, and I think you would too. And I think it's better for us to respect other people and their opinions, as long as they're not breaking the law, as long as they're not trying to hold me back from doing my pursuit of my own happiness. There's an issue there, but because I have a different opinion than you do, my life story might be a different background than yours. I respect your right to have that opinion, but you need to respect my right to have my opinion.
That's the true bottom line. I mean, I've got an opinion. You've got an opinion. If you don't like my opinion, I may not like your opinion, but the bottom line is that we're both Americans. We both have an opinion. We're both going to speak our opinion. And if you don't like it.
And we'll kind of leave it at this. You and I are relatives.
Yes, sir.
You and I practically raised you at times, correct?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
But, and I, you know, you're 45, making me feel very, very old. But do we agree on everything?
No, hell no.
No, we do not. And I have expressed my feelings to you, and you've expressed your feelings to me. But here we are having a civil conversation because we respect each other's opinion, correct?
Because that's what we do as Americans. That's what we should do as Americans. I think we're setting a good example.
God bless America, man. Well, Kelly, it's been an interesting conversation. I can't tell you how much I enjoy getting to talk to you and being able to get on Facebook and be able to enjoy each other's opinions about what's going on, not only in professional wrestling, which we do the most anyway, but in other aspects too. And it's great to talk to you again. And if Memphis gets a team, we'll let you be kind of our correspondent for the XFL. So
if I'm able to get to the games, then that would be great.
Yeah. Well, you can just watch them, listen to them, tell us what's going on. So.
Well, that's true. Well, I don't know. I'm married. I don't get to watch a whole lot of what I want to watch anyway. So.
Who controls the remote in your house, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hear that, man. So.
It used to be me, but 14 years changes things, apparently.
Well, you take care of yourself, okay, man?
You do too, man. I appreciate
okay,
it.
We'll talk to you later.
I don't know karate, but I know Kareza.
Yes,
get ready for the big paper.
It's time to take out the trap.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, right on.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm glad you had a great vacation, man.
Yeah, I'm glad that we had a lot of fun, too, and I'm glad we made it back safe. Next time, we need to get together, though, and go to something's coming up. There should be something coming up soon, huh?
There'll be something coming up soon. We can meet and go see that.
But I'll just leave you since I'm back from Disneyland, you know, now it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay.
To all my wrestling family.
NWA, WWE, maybe Global Force today.
Yes, there you go. All right.
Thanks, that was funny. Thanks,
that
man.
That's so funny, I forgot to laugh.
Oh, thank you.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Who?
great ovation getting in there. She gets up there. She points at the WrestleMania thingamajigger, right?
The what?
That thingamajigger.
Okay.
So
the WrestleMania sign.
Yeah, the sign.
Not thingamajigger.
The Doctor of Rock, the women's pet and the men's regret.
Yeah, styling and profile.
What else do they call you?
A lot of dirty names.
Well, I don't know. I'm married. I don't get to watch a whole lot of what I want to watch anyway. So,
in my mind, the NFL is as phony as the day is long. But you know what? At least I know professional wrestling going into it that it's rigged.
Yeah, in fact, I remember hearing a call for unnecessary roughness, and I got a little peeved because I was going like, this is wrestling. We're supposed to be rough.
The sexy boy has turned into the old boy.
Yeah,
he was looking like... like... hammer doo-doo, that's for sure. But Shinsuke...
it's not even hot air. It's just digital, you know, zeros and ones going through the air.
The scuttlebutt, and I have a very big scuttle on my butt, it is...
Ooh, that's gross.
Yeah, I know. But...
I don't know. I'm just an idiot, Dave. Uh-huh. My wife's like, what an idiot.